Have you seen my dog Blue? She's looking for you too.
But up first here in the 5 o'clock hour, we're happy to welcome to the program the host of Blues Clues and You, gearing up for a big special next week and the second season to get underway in August on Nickelodeon. We're pleased to be joined by Josh De La Cruz. Josh, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Rich?
Doing very well, thank you. Appreciate you making some time for us today. Love the show, by the way. I got a little guy at home, and we absolutely enjoy every episode and very excited for Blues Sing-Along Spectacular coming up next week.
Yeah, oh, that makes me so, so happy to hear. I'm really pumped for everything that's about to come out for our show. You know, we've been doing really well so far, and Blues Sing-Along Spectacular is really, really exciting because it's all of our favorite songs from season one with special guests. So we have Allie Brooke coming in to perform. We have Yolanda Adams coming back, and then all of our friends from the show are going to be singing and performing at our version of a backyard concert that we have dubbed Bluestock. And so that's really, really exciting. And not only do we have these amazing performances, but we're also playing Blues Clues, which is fantastic because we can't have Blues Clues without playing Blues Clues. And so we're trying to figure out what song Blue wants to perform at the concert. So it's really, really exciting, and I can't wait for you and your little one to play along at home.
Well, I have to wonder, were you a guy, did you grow up as a Blues Clues kid? And if so, was it intimidating to step into such an iconic program?
Yes, and yes. I used to watch the show with my little sister, and I remember that all she wanted for her birthday that year was a handy-dandy notebook. And so when I found out I got this job, you know, the audition process aside and, you know, constantly pinching myself that I got called back again and again, once I finally got the job, there was definitely that fear of, oh, you're doing a show that is very, very important to a lot of people. And I definitely got nervous, and especially knowing that I was going to be wearing the shirt and playing with Blue. And thankfully, the original host, Steve, and Joe, Donovan Patton, who played his brother, they pulled me aside and said, you know, like, we cast you because we love you, and we want you to continue to do, like, celebrate everything that you bring to the table, and don't ever feel like you have to replicate or do anything that we did in the past. And it was that permission that they didn't need to give me, but they were so, so sweet. And, you know, they're my cousins on the show, but we're like brothers in real life. And it was with that gave me the permission to explore what makes me laugh and what makes what I think is silly and how to approach things. And so it's been a really, really amazing experience to do this show in this capacity.
But it's been great, too. Of course, little kids love to not just watch the current episodes, but go back and watch 20 years or so worth. And it's been great to see Steve and Donovan make appearances now and again, just to give that added continuity.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, what's amazing about our show is that, you know, kids aren't watching the show for the first time by themselves. Now they're watching with their parents, who also watched the show when they were kids, which is incredible because now they're sharing a piece of their childhood while their kid is learning along with our show. And it's just strengthening all of those lessons and strengthening the relationship between the home viewer and their parent, which is so incredible and so important to us. And it couldn't have come at a better time.
We're talking with Josh De La Cruz of Blues Clues and You here on Downtown. You did a lot of work on Broadway. Was it an adjustment for you going from that instant feedback of a live audience to doing television?
Absolutely. It makes me laugh thinking about it now. But, you know, there is, it's like that Simon Garfunkel song, The Sound of Silence. It is, after you do a take, when you're in theater, exactly right. You know if the audience is on board with you, if they think a joke is funny. And that kind of affects your timing throughout the entire performance. But when I had my first day on set, it was silent. They're trying to record sound. They're trying to record clean audio, so everybody has to be quiet. And I remember I would finish a take and then just look at the director and be like, was that it? Was that funny? just because I hadn't, it's such a new world, especially in this capacity of being on green screen, that it's so quiet. But it's, now that I've adjusted, it is just as fun. And, you know, it really forces you to trust yourself and trust your timing and trust things that you've learned, which isn't hopefully comes across in the episode, that kids start to trust themselves with everything that we're doing on the show.
And more opportunities for kids to enjoy Blue's Clues with a new podcast that's getting started soon.
That's right. We've got 10 episodes of Bedtime Stories with Blue that are that will be available for kids and their families. And what's special about these podcasts is that we're starting in a very familiar place where Blue is there. We have some friends that come in. But I read a bedtime story to Blue and read all of the characters. And as the story goes on and goes on, the tone starts to slowly go back and takes it down, so that hopefully by the end of the episode, kids and hopefully parents too will have some time to nap or just to turn in for the night and just have a little bit of a break and come down from the day.
This is very exciting, too, because so many of us are still social distancing and quarantining, and you're also offering some virtual play dates for the youngsters.
That's right. Because we're all social distancing and really taking things carefully, we filmed at home. So my wife, thank God for my wife, she, you know, for many reasons, but she is the producer, camera person, the hair and makeup, everything, sound engineer, while we record these virtual play dates, which are play dates for kids at home and for their families, where we're outside of the show. We're recording in a home, and we are doing activities like dance alongs and sing alongs and making crafts. And at the end, we always do a special thank you for all of our essential workers, whether nurses, doctors, grocery store clerks, everyone. And so it's really, really important and really, really fun, and just another outlet for kids and their families to take a break from everything that's going on and hopefully be helpful to those parents who are juggling so many balls right now, keeping their families together.
And Josh, how important do you think it is for young people growing up like you did, and young people in general, to see this show now with an Asian American host and to expand their understanding of the world?
I think it's really, really important, because, you know, our world is shrinking, and growing up, I never saw myself reflected on television, but at the same time, I also never felt really left out, especially when it comes to this show. Because this show is just about learning and about understanding and empathy. And the more and more diverse we can get with the things that we see on television and the people that are making the shows and the movies and the musicals that we watch, the closer that we're all going to get, the more empathy we're going to that is going to grow within us. And you know, we're not different, and it's so important for kids to understand that we're all in this together, no matter what we look like, and that we have to be there for each other, and that we can have fun along the way and not make it a big deal. So it's really important for me that I get to do this job. I've gotten texts from friends and family friends where their kid has pointed at the screen and said, "He looks like me," which is, you know, hits me like a ton of bricks all the time.
Coming up next Tuesday, it's Blue's Sing Along Spectacular, and season 2 of Blue's Clues and You premieres on August 18th at 9 a.m. The new episode, the first one of the new season, Blue's Big Beat Band, you and Blue forming a band. Has Blue decided yet what instrument to play?
Oh, you know, I can't give any spoilers away at this point. You're going to have to tune in August 18th at 9 a.m. On Nickelodeon, because it's a lot of fun. I'm really, really pumped. As amazing as the music as in season 1 is, I don't understand how they were able to kick it up another notch. Music in season 2 is incredible, and I can't wait for everyone to watch and sing along at home.
Well, we're looking forward to it. You do a wonderful job on the show. We enjoy it so much. Josh, thank you for making time for us today, and continued success.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And stay safe and take care.